Repentance in the ministry of John the Baptist. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent you, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare you the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair, and a leather girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to John, those from Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and the people were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when John saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost, and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Matthew chapter 3 verse 1-12. This is the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written by Isaiah the prophet, Behold, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People went out to him from all of Jerusalem and the countryside of Judea. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. Mark 1-1-5. Repentance in the ministry of Jesus. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zabulon and Nephthalim, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, The land of Zabulon, and the land of Nephthalim, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death light is sprung up. From that time Jesus began to preach, and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew chapter 4 verse 12-17. Then Jesus went out again by the sea, and all the multitude came to him, and he taught them. As Jesus passed by, he saw Levi the son of Alphaeus sitting at the tax office. And he said to him, Follow me. So he arose and followed him. Now it happened, as he was dining in Levi's house, that many tax collectors and sinners also sat together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw Jesus eating with the tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, How is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he said to them, Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners, to repentance. Mark 2:13-17. Then Jesus began to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done because they did not repent. Woe unto you, Chorazin! Woe unto you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works, which were done in you, had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works, which have been done in you, had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. Matthew chapter 11 verse 20-24. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him, and you, when you had seen it, repented not afterwards, that you might believe him. Matthew chapter 21 verse 32 There were present at that season some that told Jesus of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, Do you suppose that those Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, number. But, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Or those 18, upon whom the tower in Siloam fell, and killed them, do you think that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, number. But, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Luke chapter 13 verse 1-5. Repentance in the commission of the disciples. And Jesus called the 12 to himself, and began to send them out two by two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. He commanded them to take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bag, no bread, no copper in their money belts, but to wear sandals, and not to put on two tunics. Jesus said to them, In whatever place you enter a house, stay there till you depart from that place. And whoever will not receive you nor hear you, when you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet as a testimony against them. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that city. So they went out and preached that people should repent. And they cast out many demons, and anointed with oil many who were sick, and healed them. Mark 6-7:13. And Jesus said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning me. Then Jesus opened their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry you in the city of Jerusalem, until you are endued with power from on high. Luke chapter 24 verse 44-49. Repentance in the lives of believers. Then Jesus said to the disciples, It is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck, and he were thrown into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day returns to you, saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. Luke chapter 17 verse 1-4. This is really important. You have to know this. The unchanging call to repent from the voice crying in the wilderness to the risen Christ commissioning his witnesses, the message has not changed. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. John the Baptist prepared the way by calling sinners to confess and turn from their sin. Jesus, the light who came into the darkness, continued with the same call, warning that unless we repent, we will all likewise perish. He did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. To the proud, religious, and unrepentant, Jesus declared greater judgment than even Sodom. But to those who humbled themselves, even tax collectors and harlots, he gave mercy, healing, and the power to follow him. When Jesus sent out his disciples, he sent them with power and with this one message, repent. And after rising from the dead, Jesus commanded that repentance and the forgiveness of sins be preached in his name to all nations. This message is not optional. It is not cultural. It is not outdated. It is the very foundation of entering the kingdom of God. Without repentance, there is no salvation. Without repentance, there is no forgiveness. Without repentance, there is only judgment. Even in the fellowship of believers, repentance is vital. Jesus said, If your brother sins against you 7 times in a day and returns saying, I repent, forgive him. Repentance is not a one-time event, it is the posture of a heart that walks in the light. So hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ today, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is not a suggestion. It is a command from the king. The axe is laid to the root. The fire is unquenchable. The kingdom has come near. Repent. Turn. Believe. For the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit and with fire is coming again.